That's what the Lord says. Gospel. Turn there, chapter 16. I want to talk to you, I want to minister to you this morning for a while about executing judgment on Satan's kingdom. Executing judgment on Satan's kingdom. How many of you know that we are in a warfare? You know, we're not on vacation. It's not Christian vacation. Amen. You know, it's not Christian Club Med. Amen. No, sir. You know, this is Christian warfare. This is, you know, if you want to know what natural scenario more reflects what the church is about, then look at Afghanistan and not at Club Med. Amen. You know, they just had a surge there, or whatever you want to call it there, with several thousand Marines going in to retake some strongholds. You know what? That's the way we ought to be. We ought to be in battle mode. Amen? Yes, we have joy, we have peace, we have victory, but I'm telling you what, we're in battle mode. So I want to talk about executing judgment on Satan's kingdom. John 16, let's pick it up in verse 7. And I'm going to read from the Amplified today, so you can just follow along with whatever version you're reading from. Jesus is speaking. He said, "However, I am telling you nothing but truth when I say it is profitable, good, expedient, advantageous for you that I go away. Because if I do not go away, the Comforter, Counselor, Helper, Advocate, Intercessor, Strengthener, and Standby will not come to you." Man, that's all that the Holy Ghost has come to be in your life. Your Comforter, your Counselor, your Helper, your Advocate, your Intercessor, your Strengthener, and your Standby. Hallelujah. That ought to get the job done. I said that ought to get the job done, hadn't it? That's not my message today, but it was a good one. "Will not come to you into close fellowship with you, but if I go away, I will send him to you to be in close fellowship with you. And when he comes, he's going to do some things. Listen, he will convict and convince the world and bring demonstration to it about sin and about righteousness, uprightness of heart and right standing with God, and about judgment." Whoa, we don't want to hear about judgment today, do we? "About sin, because they do not believe in me and it trust, rely, and adhere to me. About righteousness, uprightness of heart and right standing with God, because I go to my Father and you will see me no longer." Now, verse 11, this is what we're going to center upon today. The Holy Spirit has come to do these things. In verse 11, he has come to what? About judgment. "Because the ruler, evil genius, prince of this world, Satan, is judged and condemned, and sentence already is passed upon him." Sentence is already passed upon him. And this is the thing that God wants us to grab hold of like never before as believers and as his body. To understand that at Calvary, once and for all, what did the Holy Spirit do through Jesus at Calvary? It says he what? He passed judgment. Judgment has been executed by Jesus, by God, at Calvary upon the evil genius, Satan, the god of this world, once and for all. Now, in the natural, if you've ever been in court or had to go to court, when you stand, you know, there's a time when, you know, both sides present their arguments and present their evidence and their facts and everything, and it's all come down, and then the jury makes its decision and everything. But then there's a time when the party stands before that judge, and that judge will execute judgment. That judge will pass sentence and say, "This is it." And when that judge says, "This is it," you know what it is? That's it. Why? Because they have authority. And judgment has been executed. The facts, the evidence, everything has been dealt with. And it's finally come down to this final act of judgment being made. And that's an earthly court and an earthly judge. But the Bible teaches us, and we're going to look at this, that when the Holy Spirit has come, he's going to reveal to us that once and for all, the evil genius, Satan, the god of this world, has been judged. God has passed judgment upon him and said it is final. What was the guy Madoff? that, you know, built people out of millions and billions of dollars and everything. I'm telling you, just about 2 or 3 weeks ago or so, he experienced this. He stood before a judge and they said, 150 years. How many of you know when you're in your 70s, you're not going to live out that sentence. But listen, once judgment was passed, then that was it. But you know what? The judge didn't, once he passed that judgment, the judge didn't go down and take hold of Madoff and escort him to the prison cell. No, you know what? There were authorized representatives of the court there that stood on either side of Madoff. They were official. They had badges. They had guns. They had authority. And when the judge passed sentence, they grabbed hold of old Madoff and they escorted him to the lockup cell. And listen, you and I are just like that. That God has passed and executed judgment upon Satan. But listen, God's not going to come down and grab hold of him and get him out of your situation and get him off of your life. God has authorized you and I to do that. By the blood of Calvary. Turn over to Colossians chapter 2 a minute. See, a lot of times we're waiting for God to do something. But listen, he said when the Holy Spirit's come, the Holy Spirit is going to reveal that judgment has already been passed. The Holy Spirit's going to tell you. This is what he's going to tell you. The Holy Spirit's not going to tell you to wait for God to do something. The Holy Spirit will never tell you that. The Holy Spirit's going to do what God said he would do. That what Jesus said he would do. And that is, he's going to reveal to you what? That judgment has already been executed upon Satan. It's done. It's done. It's done. And so you know what? What those officers that escorted Madoff to the prison, to the lockup, they didn't have to worry about one thing. They didn't have to worry about, you know, that somehow they were breaking the law, that they were taking too much authority into their hands. That they no, why? Judgment had been passed. I read good Christians, don't misunderstand me, well-meaning Christians that love God, precious people, don't misunderstand me. But see, they're waiting for God to be judge, executioner, bailiff, and everything else. Look here in Colossians 2. Let's pick it up and read. Oh, we'll pick it up in about 13. It says, and you who were dead in trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, your sensuality, your sinful carnal nature, God brought to life together with Christ, having freely forgiven us all our transgressions, having canceled and blotted out and wiped away the handwriting of the note with its legal decrees and demands, which was in force and stood against us, hostile to us. This note with its regulations, decrees, and demands, he set aside. Boy, doesn't that sound like a legal thing? He set aside and cleared completely out of the way by nailing it to his cross. Now, I want to stop there for a moment. We're going to read verse 15. There are two judgments that God executed at Calvary. Now, here is one. The first judgment is this. He judged you and I at Calvary. He judged our sin. It says the handwriting, the decrees, the writ. If you went to court, I mean, there would be a legal document there that had been filed, that had been served in a legal way that says these are the charges that have been brought against you. These are the laws that have been broken. These are the statutes that have been broken. That would have been there. And then when after the case is tried, the judge can say, okay, you know, after evidence and everything's been presented, I declare these decrees and these things, these writs that have been brought to bear against you, they are void. That you have been found innocent. They have no more power over you. You wouldn't have to fear those warrants, no matter how many they were, if it was a stack 6 feet high. When the judge dismissed them and cleared them and said that was it, there was a judgment that has just been passed. See, we think judgment is all about finding somebody guilty and getting them. But judgment's also about declaring that you've been justified, you've been forgiven, you've been set aside. And so one of the judgments at Calvary is that you and I have been judged. This is why we don't have to walk around under condemnation thinking that God is going to get us, that God is out to judge us. You've already been judged. You've already been declared innocent by God. All those warrants against you have been canceled. You know how the enemy likes to bring up, he tries to bring charges against you? Doesn't he? Oh, you're this and you did that and you did this and you're guilty of that and you're guilty of this. And he wants to give you the idea that, you know, there's still some loophole there in that in your case. There's still some higher court of appeal that your case is being brought to. No. God, you know, unlike our court system, God just went right to the Supreme Court. He took your case right to the Supreme Court. And in that Supreme Court of God's justice, he said he wiped out all the everything that was against you. Notice what he says. The handwriting, the note, the bond with its legal decrees, its demands, its regulations, its decrees, all those things, every summon, everything, it's been wiped out. God judged that. He judged you in Jesus. And the price was paid. And now the decree has gone forth. You are released. You are free. Whom the Son sets free is what? Free indeed. And you remember what he said in Galatians 5. He said, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty. In other words, we'd say it this way. Stand fast in the judgment whereby you have been set free. If you were took to a natural court and somebody had brought, you know, felony charges against you, and you went through the court and the judge said, you are innocent, that is it. Well, listen, are you going to then allow somebody to march you down to the jailhouse and lock you up? I mean, are you just going, well, I thought the judge said I was free, but I guess I was wrong. Okay, y'all lock me up. No. I'm telling you what, you'd be fighting, clawing, scratching. You'd be, hey, wait a minute. What? Remember what the judge said? What did the judge say? Wait a minute, you can't do this. This is illegal. The judge said I was free. The judge says I'm innocent. The judge says, hey, I'm free to go home. You can't do this. Wouldn't you? Sure you would. Man, when I know.